Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Orioles have played 12 games in the month of September. Would you believe that Jackson Holliday is batting .356 with a .453 on base this month? And that's coming off the last few days of the month of August. Two hits, yeah. one hit. And he had 6 walks in those games. So he's been going for a while now.
Yeah, can you include the 16-game on-base streak? .493 on base. 14 walks to 10 strikeouts, and he had that elite walk to strikeout ratio in the minor leagues, and that just has not translated in the bigs. But to see him, and hopefully he can keep this up over the final 12 games of the season, that would be huge heading into the offseason.
Well, this one kind of blew my mind. Last 15 games, .370/.574 slash. Last 30 games, .270/.417 slash. So that's an .817 OPS over his last 30 games. That's obviously pretty significant. He's also struck out just 20 times in his last 30 games. There was a stretch of a couple months there from July into late August where he was striking out about once a game. I mean, but a .400 on base over 30 games. So he's got his OPS up to .721. He has a chance to finish, you know, with an above average OPS plus.
Above the Frazier line.
He's 2 weeks to play. He's right there. He's within striking distance, but he's over. And I think he'll stay over.
Yeah.
It was for me imperative that they help get him out of the funk he was in and have him finish with the arrow pointing up heading into next year, where, especially if Manzolino's still here, that's your leadoff hitter. So it's a big deal.
I don't want to totally derail this, but do you think it's more likely than not he's here, Manzolino?
I get the sense they're already starting to prepare people for that.
I would be floored.
In their own surreptitious, backwards, ridiculous, nauseating way. Yeah, I think it's a real look. They're finding out through the GM search that not everybody wants to come here and play their reindeer games and be a puppet for a fool. Like, this guy's a willing idiot. This manager is gleefully like,
we don't want to call him an idiot. We don't want to call him a willful idiot.
I don't think he's a major league manager. I don't think he has any idea what the hell he's doing. That's what I think. I'm entitled to my opinion. I watch him play every night. I listen to him babble after games. I look at their lineups. I dissect what they do. I see guys who still don't know how to slide. Like, you see poor fundamentals all the time. And he's a carryover from a staff that they blew out the May, the one they were paying the real money to, has been gone since before May. You're keeping his lieutenants around? Those, I got news for you. If you keep Manzolino, you're keeping a lot of these coaches.
Because
You know what happens when you fire people who have term left on their contract, who nobody else is going to hire for those positions?
You have to pay them.
Yeah.
You pay them.
You think Elias is into that?
It's not coming out of his wallet.
He fights for it more than the billionaire does. What do you mean?
No, it's not his money.
He acts like it is.
Yeah.
So I think it has a real possibility. And the fact that they kept the whole GM thing under wraps and now we're hearing about it after the fact, and
it's certainly a non-0% chance, but I would still be floored if Mancelino's their manager.
But the person who fits the profile of taking this job, especially having seen how they handled the Elias promotion, now you got to fight Elias and his handpicked GM and all his lieutenants who are still here from the giddy up.
But here's the thing, though. You have to sell to your fans.
Do you?
But we just had John Mioli on, and you'd agree. We were talking during the break about it. If you kept Manzolino, you were saying, well, it's just baseball gods. It's just bad luck. Injuries.
That's all they've ever said.
Well, you got to do something different.
What just happened at the trade deadline and the trade deadline before that and the trade deadline before that and the three off seasons? He got a raise they didn't think you deserved to know about it.
That.
They didn't think it was any of your business because he told them it's nobody's business. They don't have to. The problem is they don't have to do anything because the owners don't know what the hell they're doing. And there's nobody else in that building who is put in any kind of position where they can check this guy who now has even more unfettered power. He sucked at his job and he gets to hire the guy to replace him to be the puppet for him. Like, he's more insulated than ever. Goes good, it was Mike. Goes bad, that's on the other guy. Like, the whole thing is set up to be a colossal failure. Who with other options is going to sign up for that? And people who really watch his team play every night are like, Jesus, the leadoff guy doesn't know how to slide. Like, they overhype their own prospects. Like,
hey, Westy's back.
Like, go look at run production. What's going on there? Are all these pitchers coming off Tommy John going to hold their arm together? Because we know this guy's not going to go out and get a real starter. Like, he did it one time and he let the guy walk. Like, it didn't get enough around him to make it do anything. So, yeah, I think you don't have to be a rocket scientist to listen to who's running around propping up this fake manager, right? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize they don't like the reporting that's getting out about people not taking even, don't even want to interview for this job. Like, yeah, you think Derek Shelton's coming here to deal with that BS? Who's doing it?
Tony Manzolino.
Who's doing it with a resume?
That's going to be an interesting offseason.
You think Joe Girardi? That would be fun. I'd be so here for it. I don't even think he's that great of a manager, but just to watch him bat at, cut their knees out, and they're leaking stuff to the media. He's leaking. Like, if you're going to be a bad team, at least give me that. Like, Buck? You think Buck would walk into this? I'd love to have I would drink for that. I'd love to have a beer with Buck and say, who the hell, who's an established manager, is going to walk into this thing now? Where this guy thinks he so walks on water. You don't even have to. You're not even allowed to know what his position is. Stop.
Switch back to Ravens. Ross Tucker was on the call for CBS. He also hosts the Ross Tucker podcast. He's our friend, the Rooster, and he joins us next here on The Fan.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.